Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 1004. You set your own standard in everything. Everything in your life that you do, you decide what the standard is. Now, if you do what most people do, they're going to look at some other standard that somebody else has. Maybe it's a standard that that other person is telling you or telling the masses on the internet that you need to live up to. You can decide to follow somebody else's standard. You make the decision to follow somebody else's standard. Or you can look at the things that you've done in life and you can set your own standard. Your standard for your life as a whole, different aspects of your life. If you're involved with my content, there's a good chance that some aspects of your life are going to be health and fitness. Some of those are going to be emotional health. Some of those are going to be just overall satisfaction with your life. Like, these are going to be things that you probably value, probably developing yourself, self-development somehow. You have the choice. You are the one that sets the standard, and you can find standards that other people are going to tell you to follow for each and everything. What I'm telling you is, when you look at your life experience from everything that you've done, all the standards you've tried to chase over the years, all the things you've tried to do, you can look at this and say, okay, out of everything I've done, what do I actually want? What makes me fulfilled? What makes me happy? Like, where am I going to get satisfaction? And when we talk about this, this is, again, not 100% of the time. You're going to have days that you feel down, weeks, whatever. You know, you're just trying to have a default to get back to. So, like, what's your baseline, right? Like, are you satisfied with your life? And by the way, you can be satisfied and not complacent. I understand not wanting to be complacent. You can't be complacent in today's world because things are moving extraordinarily fast all the time. And that's the other interesting thing. When you're trying to follow somebody else's standard, if they set this standard and they pushed it out 6 months to a year ago, this is a lot of the stuff if you're on social media, stuff changes. Everything is changing so fast. But if you're following your own standard, you can always, again, come back to it as a baseline. It's a good place to kind of center yourself. Or if you got to make slight tweaks, or if you got to make major tweaks, or whatever it is that you have to do, you then can actually do it based off of the nuances from the experiences that you've had. So, you know, I again, this is one of these things that can be really empowering, because when you're looking at every aspect of your life and you're saying, this is what my standard is, you're running your own race. So everything that I told you at the top here, and I'm gonna and I'll go into some other things possibly for me, just to kind of give you examples. My standard for health and fitness is that I want to stretch almost every day. So I do that first thing in the morning. I want to make sure that, you know, I do get to the gym consistently. And consistency for me, some weeks is four times. Sometimes I go six or even seven times a week. But I have this, like, you know, my workouts, they work for me. You know, what is my standard? We've got the Flying Pig 5K here. I'm going to finish last in this race. I finish last in every single race that I'm in. But I still do it. I still get out there. I do what I do. And, like, I know where I'm going to finish. But I'm okay with it. For me, I want to complete the race. Now, when I say I'm okay with it, perfect example of something that 100% of the time, I'm not okay with it. You know, when I'm getting ready to cross the finish line and people are well wishers, but it's like the sympathy cheering is depending on what headspace I'm in, at times I can look at that as sympathy cheering. I don't want that when my body's hurting me and I'm just trying to get across the finish line. But after the fact, when I look at it, I'm proud of myself for completing the race, and the fact that I finish where I finish, I'm cool with it. Doesn't mean in the moment that I necessarily am, but because my standard is my standard, in other areas, okay? In your level fitness, I used to do fitness coaching solely. Like, that was the main business aspect of what YLF had evolved into. For any of you that have done coaching, I ended up working with around 90 clients one-on-one, paying clients through the years. Then as I'm getting back into it, I have not only the coaching aspect that I do, but I also do the product stuff on Shop YLF. I'm doing the content creator stuff with like the Patreon that I have. There's all types of avenues with this. And I'm doing a lot of things with the Almost Daily email and content that is going on the website. So like there are elements or best practices that I have to pay attention to when I do these things, but I look at what best practices are, and then I look at what I'm trying to achieve, and I am my own standard. What I'm doing I'm not trying to be like a fitness coach solely. I'm not even trying to be like I was as a fitness coach 5 or 6 years ago. You know, when I was at, and again, those of you that are in coaching, I had upwards of 30 one-on-one clients probably about 4 or 5 years ago, in addition to doing all the content. I was a big hustle guy. Another standard that I have myself when it comes to work and doing all this stuff, I'm not grind over everything. I heard Ryan Holiday say on an interview actually that he keeps banker's hours. And if you know Ryan Holiday, and he does a lot of stuff around stoicism, his library of what he does, physical books, content, all of it, he's been at it for, my gosh, probably 15 years at least. And he has this archive of stuff. So to hear from somebody like that, that's doing all this stuff, and they keep banker's hours, and it's kind of, from what I understand, it's kind of how he's always done it. You know, that is something I look at. I'm like, oh, that piques my interest because that's what I'm doing now. Because you can hustle and grind for so long, and then you see it and you're like, what's the point? Because there is more to life. You know, I take my work very seriously. I take my messages very seriously because I want to cut through the noise. I want you guys to look at where you are in life, what you've been through to this point, where you want to go, embrace everything that has gotten you to this point, and then follow your path. Your path is going to be different than the masses if you do it right. If you follow the path that everybody else is following, you're going to have regrets. You've probably already experienced that in your life at some point. I know that I did. My big thing in life, I don't want to have, you know, I don't want to have those big, massive, looking back at my life regrets. And I feel when you're living anybody else's life but your own, you're going to have it. So, you know, you set your standard and you change your standard with the times as things go on. Other things, is there anything else from a standard standpoint? You know, I mean, Heather and I in our relationship, it is very, you know, there's a lot of conventional advice when it comes to relationships in 2024. We look at that stuff. We decide how we want to, you know, live our relationship and show up in our relationship. Like, you have the opportunity to set your own standard. You can follow what somebody else is saying, or you can figure out what your goals are, what works for you. It should never be about what you're supposed to do. You know, if you look at something as you're supposed to do it, and then you try other things out and you come back and you're like, oh, well, that's supposed to do it way actually makes a lot of sense. But until you step out and try to do things on your own and do things your own way, you're not going to know if that supposed to be way is really for you. Because there's going to be a lot of things where you follow what the path on what everybody else does and whatever space you're in. And you're just going to blend in with everybody else. And you're going to look around and you're going to be like, this sucks. I don't want to be here. So keep that in mind. You set your own standard and everything. It's very empowering. We talk about a lot of empowering stuff here. Let me know your thoughts on this. You can always email me. That is Daryl@darylperry.com. That's Daryl@darylperry.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.